Eminent speakers from the world of law, economics and human rights attended the second day of the Russell Tribunal in London. British and US arms companies were accused of aiding Israeli human rights abuses against the Palestinians.
Israel spends 7 to 9% of its gross domestic product on its military. Meanwhile, Barack Obama, President of the United States, has just okayed $3.75 billion in military aid. This close relationship has been observed today at the Russell Tribunal.
Western governments offer Israel financial, military, and diplomatic support. Now, some organizations within the US have begun to look more deeply at the ebb and flow of contracts between the two governments.
In 2001, we know that Caterpillar had a contract for 50 of the D9 bulldozers valued at $32.6 million, according to documents supplied by Caterpillar itself. But this may just be the tip of the iceberg.
Today's session intended to shed light on what was called a rich and complex web of complicity between the Israeli military and the international arms trade.
Well, you see many companies which are directly complicit in Israel's crimes against the Palestinian community. But what's amazing about the military industry is that it boasts of it. It boasts that it's provided the weapons to kill Palestinians, to kill Lebanese civilians. And that's just extraordinary in the world today.
Business accountability in the banking industry also came under close scrutiny.
Housing projects being built illegally in the settlements are all financed by banks, or mostly all financed by banks. And in many cases, the banks also have a very large role in the project.
Meanwhile, the European Union is seeking to develop even closer political and economic ties with Israel. The EU-Israel Association Agreement grants Israeli exports preferential access to EU markets.
I expect this information to reach the right channels. If they don't already know it, they soon will at the end of this hearing. Whether they will be prepared to change is a very interesting question, because, of course, the British public now own some of the major banks in the bailout. And if the British public knew that major British banks, if they are, I don't have the precise information at the moment, but it looks as though if they are investing in Israeli banks underpinning illegality, I think the British public will have something to say about their taxes being paid in this way.
Jurors of the Russell Tribunal will make their recommendations tomorrow. Lauren Booth, Press TV, London.